our leaders think that they can participate in secret sins and no one knows, and so that is not the case, and they cannot speak out against sexual immorality because so many in leadership are involved in secret sins. So that's what I think we should pray about, that God will search out every sin in the church, the immorality, and cause us to confess our sins before Him.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Did you want to pray about that, Sharon?
Okay, sure. Heavenly Father, we just come before You and we just thank You that nothing is hidden before You. And Father, that is too a blessing. We want to think that that is a curse, but that is a blessing because You want to purify us and You want us to be clean and You want us to be holy before You. And so You do not let us continue in our sins, dear Father, unchecked. And so, dear God, we just pray that You would just reveal the secret sins of the church. May we not be able to hide our immorality and as a consequence be silenced. And so, dear Father, we just pray that You would purge the church, that You would clean the church, and that we, Your bride, can present ourselves to You as holy and righteous as You intend us to be, so that we can influence the culture instead of being influenced by the culture. For asking in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank You that You do begin cleansing this nation with Your very spirit, Lord. We do confess, Lord, that in leadership and in the pulpits, in the very pulpit, Lord, we have blind eye to those who have come to kill, steal, and destroy our children. Lord, of all places where they should be safe, our children, our innocent children, should be safe in the church. So, Lord, we pray You would begin that cleansing in our own churches, Lord. Reveal and expose anyone who is bringing danger to our children and immorality, teaching immorality within the school system, Lord. We pray, oh God, that Your church leaders would rise up. They would come to their senses, Lord, and see what is doing, for the enemy has begun this war within our churches against the children. And so, Lord, we pray for God-fearing men and women to rise up, protect the children, teach the truth, and come against the lies of the enemy who has infiltrated our very churches, Lord. We confess, Lord, that our churches have been asleep. We, as part of that body of Christ, Lord, have allowed the enemy to use the sacred things, Lord, to advertise homosexuality, Lord, to come against the very covenant of marriage, which is the picture of Christ in the church. Forgive us, Lord, that we did not stand up when these things were creeping into our schools and our churches. We confess, Lord, that it's by the absence of the church standing up that these things have forgive us, oh, Father God. We love You. We thank You that You are moving in this nation to cleanse us, to purify Your church. Lord, that we would be that spotless bride that You're returning for, Lord. Oh, that we would not take surprise, that our oil would be in our lamps, Lord, shining brightly for Your glory. For it's in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus that we have been cleansed and purified, and we will uphold Your sanctity, Lord, of life in the churches and in our in the throne room of God, as we pray to You, Lord, that we would be a purified body in the church, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, I just thank You so much for giving the strategy to this group to pray for our church, Father. You tell us in Your word, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. And we heard Mary talking this morning about wicked, meaning laziness, Lord.
Yes.
And that was something I really had not thought about. But what a revelation.
Yes.
Because we have been lazy. We have not stood up. We have not come against the evil that has been beating down the doors of our church, and we have let it in.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, I just ask for forgiveness against that. I ask for forgiveness for that, Lord. As part of the church, Lord, just forgive me for allowing that, for sitting in the pew and watching these things occur and saying, shame on them, shame on them. But I did nothing. And Lord, I ask for forgiveness for that, that you would cleanse me of that and that you would allow me to have a boldness, Lord, to stand up against this when I see it. Because, Lord, we have got to stomp out this issue of immorality in our church. And we've talked about the children that are being hurt or abused or taught these things. Lord, they are our future.
Yes, Lord.
We just ask you, Lord, to help us to shine the light on these things, Lord, not in a criticizing way, but in a loving way, to say,
yes,
Lord, that we want to change the church to be the church that you intended, not to just be a body of people who come together and sit in a pew on Sunday mornings for an hour, but a church that is in the world shining a light for you and allowing your glory to shine through us, Lord. And we just ask for that, Lord, and we just come against this immorality in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we ask you to.
Father, we ask you to expose
yes,
the wicked deeds of the leaders of the church. And we see that you're already doing this, Father, in many areas. And, Father, we're asking for this so that these wicked shepherds can be redeemed and they can be brought back to you. Lord Jesus, brought back to you their first love. And we just pray that you expose them, that their hearts return to you, and that this wickedness, as Jackie said, that is in secret, is exposed and removed from your church, Father, from the highest places of leadership. Father, we just pray that you do as you will in the work of exposing the wickedness of these leaders. And we just thank you that you are a merciful God, yet you are also just. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I just pray, Proverbs 10:19, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Lord, we thank you that you are exposing the wolves in sheep's clothing, and that goes for our church as well as our politicians, our government, Lord. We bring before you the church, Lord, because we're to be the leaders in this nation, Lord, that should be shining the light. And so, Lord, I pray that you will expose whoever takes crooked paths, and they will be found out by you, Lord, that you would bring them to repentance. And if they cannot be brought to repentance, Lord, that you'd remove them from the pulpit or from leadership, wherever they are, Lord.
Yes,
and replace them with God-fearing men and women who will have the fear of God on their life. We thank you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Also, Proverbs 12:22 says, the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights people who are trustworthy. Lord, we pray for those people who are trustworthy to bring your word to the churches, Lord, would be put in places of authority.
Yeah.
And Lord, that they would take those places and have boldness as they speak courageously, Lord, for your kingdom purposes in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. And then in your word in 2 Corinthians, it says, therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting yes. holiness out of reverence for God. Yes, Lord. Help us purify ourselves in our church in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord, let it be so. Hallelujah.
We just pray for repentance and forgiveness.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, we pray for forgiveness, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For those who come out with any immorality, Lord, we pray for forgiveness from the church, not judgment.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that the church would be forgiving just as you have been gracious and forgiving, merciful to your people.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Lord, we pray the same so that there would just be openness, Lord, and that that people would come out of this sin, Lord, and that we would be able to live in freedom,
yes.
really freedom together in unity in our church. In Jesus' name.
Thank God, we praise you, Lord.
Yes. One of the scriptures we have, can I say the scripture? This
yes.
is a prayer of restoration, Romans 6, 10 to 13. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he live unto God. Likewise, reckon ourselves to die indeed to sin, and we're going to put the church in there. But the church alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes.
Let not the church let sin reign in its body, that it should obey the lust thereof. Neither let the church yield its members, its instrument of unrighteousness to sin. But let the church yield itself unto God as those who are alive from the dead, and let the members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We declare that and decree
yes.
that over
yes.
the church. That its uses, its members will not yield itself unto Satan, but it will yield itself unto God. It will
yes.
hear the voice of God. It will respond to the voice of God. And it will purify itself from the things of the world. And it will hold fast to the things of God so God can illuminate it. And it will come out pure and not tainted by the world's lust and immorality. In Jesus' name, amen.
We yes. all decree and declare in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, thank you guys for praying with us this morning. And so as a reminder, we'll pray every Monday morning specifically about immorality at 9:30 a.m. Central Time, 10:30 Eastern Time. I have to put the Eastern Time in to remind myself. And the next call is going to be tomorrow, Tuesday, at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, and it will focus on pride.
Thank you.
So thanks, everybody. Have a good morning.
Bless
thank
you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Blessed.